We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, Christy.
Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm good. Well, here we are.
Are you feeling better, by the way? Because we're following up, but no?
Yeah, I'm like 75%. You know, the stomach virus, like the stomach flu, it wipes you. So I'm on the mend. I'm definitely on the mend, and I'm better than I was, but certainly not 100%. I was telling Brian, our awesome engineer, that yesterday I just started faking it. I just started eating normally and working out again and just pretending that I was fine. And we're going to see if that works. So
sometimes you fake it till you make it.
I agree.
That's worked for you, I think, in the past.
It has. So it has.
In many ways.
It has. Exactly. I just pretend I know how to act, and all of a sudden somebody gives me a shot. So that's nice. but we're here. This is our last round of the Sweet 16. Yes. So we are going to the Elite Eight. These are the first time we will meet any new contestants will be today. And of course, at the top of any show, we just like to give a quick shout out to everybody who made this super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor happen. Of course, all of our friends over at Amazon Prime, who's going to come into conversation a lot today. We'll get into that with our guest.
But great guest today.
A great adjudicator. Yes. Which is great. But no, so we of course want to thank Amazon Prime and thank everybody over at Critical Role. And The Legend of Vox Machina season 2 is available for download right now. Of course, go check it out. It is an incredible show. And I say this every week. I don't just say that because I'm on it.
Because he's in it. That's why you say it.
It is phenomenally good. But we also want to thank CESD for their phenomenal prize. We want to thank iHeart for, of course, making all of this happen. The contest has been going so well. Week by week, we are having a more and more difficult time picking who's moving on. And next week, we start the Elite Eight and a brand new game. So we will be saying goodbye to By the Numbers and hello to something which we will introduce next week. I'm not even going to give away the title because it's so much fun going from here. We can't wait. Mm-hmm. We are going to find a well-rounded voice actor, and that means not just doing funny voices. It means a lot of other stuff, too, and we will really be showcasing that in the next round. But we are not done with this round yet, and we have two incredible people joining us today. Our contestants are Mia from Florida and Robert from Virginia, and we are going to be getting into it. I can't wait. But before we get there, we need a guest adjudicator. It does. You're so right, Christy. It does absolutely sound John Wickish, doesn't it?
It does. there's that character who the adjudicator, and that is what it is. Yes,
it is. I feel like I need to put down a secret gold coin and pass it across the table and say we need an adjudicator for this week. But we got a good one, don't we?
We do. I love this. And I'm actually really excited to see you guys chat because I'm assuming that you guys are really good friends. Yes.
Well, this person has been, somebody that I've known for many years and has been integral in the creation, building and maintaining of one of the most popular media brands in the world, quite literally, and is a ridiculously good and well-known, not only voiceover actor, but especially video game actor. She has been in some of the greatest video games ever, and that's absolutely not an exaggeration. She has some of the most incredible, her resume is insane. So we will get into that, of course, when we get there. Let's introduce her because I don't want to keep her waiting anymore, and we'll let her know what's going on. Who is joining us today, Christy?
We have the fabulous Laura Bailey in the house.
Cannot wait. Everybody, Laura Bailey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Laura?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, no problem.
You have a gorgeous home. I don't know what this is. This is gorgeous.
This is half my office, half my son's play area, which was a bad combo, if I'm being real.
You're like, in hindsight, maybe not the best.
Not the smartest.
My favorite thing about your home is your neighborhood. I hear you live in an absolutely beautiful neighborhood.
You know, I hear the same thing.
My
neighbors are amazing.
We've got great neighbors. We really do. So thank you for joining us today. You're joining us on kind of a pretty important episode because you are joining us for the last round of the Sweet 16 to help to pick who goes on to the Elite Eight. Yes. So to bring you up to date on what's going on, we have seven incredible contestants. So we have, as you well know, because you are part of this little show called The Critical Role.
It's a little show that we never talk about every single week.
It's tiny.
Love you guys so much.
Four or five people that watch this show. All right. So
they
before
don't like
we get
it,
in,
but they watch it anyway.
Before we get into our show, let's get into your show a little bit. Can you tell us a little
Shows.
Bit? Let's start first because we are strictly a voiceover show. Let's start first with your voiceover career. Just okay. Very briefly. How did you get started in the industry?
Oh, man. I started kind of fresh out of high school. I was in Texas
and
that's where Christy lives right now.
Nice.
That's where Christy's in Austin. So yeah.
I was doing, you saw my pajama pants for a second. I was doing a play in Dallas and, one of the people in the show was a voice actor, for Funimation, which did like Dragon Ball Z. And at the time it was basically Dragon Ball Z. That's what they did. and he asked if I wanted to come in an audition, and I had never even thought that voiceover could be a thing. And I went and auditioned and had a blast, lost my voice in the callbacks.
Like you want with voiceover.
Because I had no vocal control, you know, like had not learned my lessons.
Nah.
But yeah, and then I ended up getting cast as Kid Trunks on Dragon Ball Z, and then it just kind of went from there.
So where now you've done a ton of, I mean, we can talk about all the Marvel stuff you do, and you and I have worked together a lot in the Marvel world and all, you know, that kind of thing. But you really just hit it out of the park in the video game world. How did that come into play?
Well, outside of Funimation, I started doing video games very, very early as well. And I did a video game called Blood Rain in Texas. That was the first video game I ever did. And I was a Nazi killing vampire.
Of course.
Like
the
you
best
do.
Best kind.
and yeah, it just kind of all happened at the same time. And then when I came out to LA, you know, there's recording in Texas. There's stuff to be done, but there's not a ton.
I need to get a job, guys. I need to go. I'm like, is this still happening? This is awesome.
That's good. Then you can afford some stuff to hang behind you.
I mean, this is sad, guys.
Right?
I mean, look at her. She's got all you. Both
you
of
could
you guys
be, you
have
could be anywhere right
of
now,
field.
Though.
Exactly. Every time we start this show, I ask her to hold up today's paper so I know she's safe.
No.
It's just the easiest way to do it. Like, oh, thank God. That's today's. We're good. So moving out to LA, one of the things we talk about on the show a lot is how, I mean, the video game world not only took voiceover to a whole different level, but it became this hybrid between live action and voice acting that you really can't find anywhere else. So did you jump right into the mocap world or did you start strictly VO?
I started strictly VO. I'd been in California working for, I don't know, a few years. And I got an audition for a motion capture, and I had no idea really what it was. We had worked with a stunt coordinator on another project, and he brought us in, me and Travis, I say us, like the royal we or something.
Of course.
And Travis is in the kitchen over there.
I'm sure he'll pop in at some point, as he does.
And so we went and auditioned for it, ended up getting cast on this project that filmed in Japan. So we shot motion capture. I think it was for, was it for Konami? I can't remember. It ended up not being made. We worked on it for like 2 months, and the project ended up getting scrapped after a while.
That's fine.
But I never saw the light of day. But it was my first experience with motion capture, and I realized how much I loved it. And then it just, you know, the industry has evolved so much as we've been working in it. And now so much of it is mocap. And I think I just lucked out that I got in when it was very early and I understood the process. And then so that experience kept helping me get more jobs, you know?
It's amazing. I mean, it truly is. It's one of those things where I'm not a huge gamer anymore, just because once they added the third button on the remote, I was lost. But other than that, it was A and B. I'm good.
You turn it up and down really well.
Yeah, that's
well.
About
and
it.
You have to blow on it now.
Oh, no. They added an X button and I was like, what happened? So, but the best storytelling is now all done in video games because it actually can tell the whole story.
Yeah.
And it's something that is just off the charts. So, yes, we could sit here all day and talk about how you're amazing at what you do and your resume is ridiculous, but it's not about us. It's about finding the next us.
Okay.
And
you ready?
So we need your help. So every week we thought, as you know, I came onto your show on Critical Role and we announced the contest there and we announced it some other places. So we thought we were going to have, you know, 500, 600, 700 kind of people. We had almost 4,500 entries. We literally went through every single one.
How?
I think it was you guys,
actually.
It took
a long time. It was because of Critical Role that we really, it exploded.
Whoa.
So we, three of us, went through 4,500 entries.
How did you ever do that?
That was very
exhausting.
In a room. Yeah. And it was... And
one
it was
after
poor
the other.
Will being like, Christy, you got to finish this. I was like, I'm going.
Got more. But we have come up, we picked our final 16, and we have come up with our first round to get to the Elite Eight. We came up with a game that is called By the Numbers, and we are going to need you to help us with By the Numbers. So what By the Numbers is we have three lines of, actually, well, the contestants that we have know of two lines of dialogue that we have that we've sent to them ahead of time.
Okay.
We then have four categories. Size, what are you, age, and a wacky attribute. With numbers you will pick, Laura, you will create a character on the spot that the actors then have to do with the lines of dialogue that we have given them. After each round, we will give them notes and they will try it again. And then they move on to line two. Now, the wrinkle is after the first two lines, we will then be throwing them a line three that they have not seen yet. And we'll then create another character on the spot and they will have to read cold after it's not easy. And some of the combinations we come up with, we're going, I don't know what we would do. It's really nuts. So we will then, put them in their waiting rooms and then decide which one of them moves on and which one of them, unfortunately, will have to look elsewhere because we know that all these people are so talented that they're going to get signed somehow, but they will no longer be in the contest. So we take them how they come. And the first one that we have today is Mia from Florida. So if we can bring Mia in and introduce her, that would be phenomenal. Hello.
Hi.
Well, I already like her voice.
Thank you.
Mia, if you could tell us very briefly what drew you to be wanting to become a voiceover actor.
Well, growing up as a blind individual, you know, music and audio was very, very important to me because I felt like it was something that I could really connect with other people on. Like it was something that I could actually listen to and be like, oh, I can experience this sensation just like the rest of you can. So obviously I grew up in theater. I did a lot of stage work, but my only problem was they're always like, wow, your voice is so expressive. However, your body language is it's a little bit lacking. So I was like, what can I do with vocal things? That, you know, and then I found voiceover and then the apocalypse happened, obviously. And that was a really great time to just, you know, sit down, get all the equipment, get everything started. And it's been a wonderful journey. I love it so much. It's my life. It's wonderful.
That is incredible. Wow. And I'm taking so much away from what you just said, but I heard you were blind. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I can't see.
Vision impaired. There's many ways we can say that, right?
Oh, that's. So I think she gets to pick.
I mean, I'm honestly
going to make some blind jokes. So like,
we're
good. That's so funny. Mia, thank you so much. Do you have your two lines of dialogue that we sent?
You bet.
Perfect. We will be right back with you to begin round one. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
That's incredible. Unbelievable. This is going to be a fun week. I can already tell.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
All right, now let's bring in contestant number 2. We are bringing in Austin from Virginia.
Hello.
Hey.
Very quickly, can you tell us what led you to wanting to become a voiceover actor?
Well, I've been acting, performing, singing, and dancing since preschool. My mom was really the one who taught me all of my foundations for storytelling. Storytelling is really the goal. I love live action. I love animation. I've been collecting voices my entire life since even before then. And I've never had an agent, but I have won city, state, and national awards, scholarships, and competitions for writing, acting, and directing for film and theater.
Wow.
Which all sounds cool, but it doesn't exactly mean anything if you're broke. But I haven't competed in a while, so this is like really exciting. Storytelling just means a lot to me. Some of the most important movies ever made were animated movies,
yeah,
or TV shows. Iron Giant, Great Mouse Detective, Rescuers Down Under. So I'm here. Let's do this.
You got it, Austin. Love that.
Where did you say you're located, Austin?
I'm actually just outside of DC. I'm actually in the Stafford Quantico area of Virginia. So like the FBI Academy is
listening
like
to you right
less
now.
Than a mile. Oh, definitely.
Oh,
they've rigged to the contest. Oh, that's awesome.
Them feds.
Well, thank you so much, Austin. Do you have the two lines of dialogue we sent you?
I do.
Perfect.
Right,
we will be back with you. Your fellow contestant got here first, and we are going just by order of how people arrived. So we will be right back with you to start round one. Thank you so much. All right, let's bring in Mia. Here we go, people. The last round of round one to see who's going to be an elite eight. This is crazy.
I can already tell it's going to be a doozy.
This is going to be a doozy. I can't wait. It is a ton of fun. So here we go, and we are bringing Mia back.
Hi, Mia.
Hey, Mia.
How you doing?
By the way, I am so excited that I forgot to introduce you to Laura Bailey and Krista Carlson Romano and myself. I'm Will Friedle. Welcome to the show.
I'm always here. I'm just like a stage five clinger.
And thank you. And so, as you know, we are going to be starting round one here with your first line of dialogue. And the redoubtable, which has become one of my favorite words ever, Laura Bailey, is going to decide what character you are going to do line one in. So, Laura, if you would, please, could you give me a number between 1 and 6?
And I don't know what any of these numbers mean.
Nope.
No. Okay. You will soon. Okay. Don't you worry.
I will say number 4.
And can you give me a number between 1 and 12?
7.
And now a number between 1 and 7?
2.
And finally, a number between 1 and 11?
11.
Oh, I like this.
Christy, can you please tell us what character Mia will be reading?
All right. All right, Miss Mia. You are a small flower. Who's 5 years old and is an athletic coach.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
So there is an interesting combination for you. A small 5-year-old flower who's an athletic coach. Line number one, Mia, at your pleasure.
Sounds great.
Life is so strange. Why do I sometimes feel like someone just made me up? Like they picked random numbers off of a list and out I came? Jeez, it's such a weird feeling.
Wow, Mia.
That's a pretty strong start. Laura, do you have any notes for Mia?
Is there any way to make her sound more innocent?
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Mia, I think we always say like, okay, we got that she was small. We got that, you know, I could definitely envision her being a flower. She had that kind of flowery feeling to her voice, you know, it's very sing-song and magical. And I think like, I agree. I think that the 5-year-old, there were two things that we can improve on in the second take would be that 5-year-old, which Laura, I think, was hinting at with it being feeling a little bit more, like you said, innocent.
Yes.
Okay. How do you think that would play in the voice in that way?
I usually feel like when you're doing, it's hard for adults to voice children because we have our own like adult ways of inflecting things. So maybe like change up some of the inflections in just like unique ways that would maybe sound wrong to an adult. That's how kids like would blurt something out.
Yes, I feel that. Okay.
I like
and
that.
And then the athletic coach, right?
That's what I was going to say. I would say,
I know.
I know we're throwing a lot at you, but I got young. I got flower. Maybe for the second round, lean a little bit into athletic coach. I'd like to see what that would sound like.
All righty. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
This is tough, dude.
This is so fun, though.
It gets crazy. Yeah. So there you go. Line number one, Mia, at your pleasure.
All righty.
Life is so strange. Why do I sometimes feel like someone just made me up? Like, we picked random numbers off of a list and out I came. Jeez. Come on. It's such a weird feeling. You get it.
Wow, Mia.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Good adjustments, Mia. Thank you very much. We will be back with you in a second.
Thank you.
Well, guys, this is the last round and it is going to be a hard one. I can already tell.
that was pretty great. I also thought she took the direction really well.
You really did.
Yeah.
She really did.
You know, that's when we're looking for an all around voice actor. That's what you're looking. We always say, Laura, we are looking for somebody that the second they win, if they win on a Monday, Tuesday, they could be in the booth with us.
Yeah.
So she sounded very good. Inflection was great and loved the way she took the direction.
That's a hard
thing because the two notes were like kind of contradictory. Also more like an athletic coach.
Yeah.
And she fully did it.
Yeah. It was fully insane. Yeah. All right. So let's bring Austin in. Hey, Austin, how are you?
Hello again.
All right, so here we go. We are going to be starting with line one. Laura, all if right. you would, please, a number between one and six.
Oh, five.
And now a number between one and 12.
Eight.
And now a number between one and seven.
Two. Oh, I already said two before, didn't I? Is it the same
yep.
thing?
Yep.
Three. Switch it. Three.
Three. And now finally a number between one and 11.
Four.
Christy,
all
what
right.
do we got?
Oh, I like this. You're a tiny fish who is 10 years old and is in the middle of an allergic reaction.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we can do.
Austin's like, I got this. Let's go. Tiny fish, 10 years old, right. in the middle of an allergic reaction.
All right.
Austin, line number one. Go ahead.
Life is so strange. Why do I sometimes feel like someone just winked me up? Like they picked random numbers off of a list and out I came. Jeez, that's such a weird feeling. It's actually quite painful. Mom, grab the EpiPen!
Oh, I like it.
Laura,
oh,
like any it. Notes?
Is there any way to make it sound a little bit younger?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like to hear it without this? The mouth effect to see if you okay. can just do something without pulling on the cheek.
Okay, for sure.
Christy?
Yeah, I think you could play with the allergic reaction too. It's kind of tricky because you're playing fish and sometimes playing fish and like watery also can get into the nose. But I think that the allergic reaction thing can also be in a sneeze or a cough or like a wheeze. Like, I think that we're giving you a lot, but I think you're doing it great.
Okay.
And I would say, Austin, let's just make sure for the first thing we got to do is we got to make sure we can hear the dialogue. So we want to make sure that you're enunciating the words and we're getting the words.
Tiny isn't something that I really got from that. Right? He's tiny.
That's the other thing we've always said, though, is you can always play against type. So,
and
you know,
that's good. Yeah. I almost feel like with how he's doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I loved his take on it.
Yeah. Tiny, tiny can be big and big can be tiny. So Austin, why don't you just give it one more shot with the 93 things we just threw at you, some of them contradicting each other.
You got this. Right.
Give it one more time. One more try, Austin, at your pleasure.
Life is so strange. Why do I sometimes... I feel like someone just made me up. Like they put random numbers off a list and out I came. Jeez, it's such a weird feeling. Ooh. Mom, can you grab the EpiPen, please? And maybe a snack.
I like that character.
That was great. Thank you very much. We will be right back with you.
Oh, that's a cute fish.
I thought he was great. I thought he took the direction well, too. But frankly, I thought her round one was so good.
Yeah.
That yeah. I think she's got the slight edge over round one. If that's just my opinion. But I thought she was great.
I mean, I think you could fully picture what she was doing as the description, right? You saw a little flower. Yeah. I feel like with Austin, the voice was hilarious. The ad-libs were hilarious.
Yeah.
But I was picturing like Droopy Dog.
Me too.
Kind of,
yeah.
And I think it's because he created the jowl effect.
He went jowly. So it's like, yeah, I was down here a little bit. Yeah, that being said, you know, certainly nobody's running away with it after round one, but she really was great. I'd like to see, let's see if something happens where she has to play completely against little girl or little kid and see the range.
Oh, yeah.
And if we could bring Mia back in and we will start line number two.
Hello, Mia.
Long time no see. I'm sorry, that was a bad joke.
Nice. Very nice. All right, so we are to round number two, line number two, and here we go. If you would please, Laura, a number between one and six.
Six.
And now a number between one and 12.
Three.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
6.
And finally, a number between 1 and 11.
8.
Christy?
You're a microscopic 60-year-old mouse who's been stuck in traffic for 6 hours.
That's amazing.
I think you can do it.
Well, let's see. Let's see what we can do. So, Mia, there you go. Once, do you need the description again?
No, I think I got it.
Well, all right. Okay.
We got the microscopic. We got the mouse. We got 60 years old. You know, traffic.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah. Well, if there's one thing that older people probably don't like, it's being stuck in traffic.
All right, Mia, line number 2 at your pleasure.
All righty. Okay, the costume is all done. I've made some of the equipment, and I live in a city filled with crime. Time to go be a superhero! Wait. Mom, can you drive me to be a superhero? Ugh.
Laura, any notes?
Can we hear it with a little bit more age? Well, she's only 60.
Right. Like, how old
but let's just push it.
I know it's like we're talking like 60, yeah. Right?
I know we're not talking like 90, but well, let's make it 90.
I
don't want to hear it further.
Yeah, right. let's try to push everything. Let's make it 90. I don't have a problem with that. We want to push you out of your comfort zone. So let's see what 90-year-old mouse sounds like.
All right,
Christy.
Yeah. I mean, I want to push it even farther. Like if this is really just for us to see you have fun with it. And to push it even farther, if she's 90, it's so funny how you can use the words on the page, right, Will and Laura? Like, I feel like that's sometimes all you can do is use the words on the page with, you know, three adjectives or whatever they're giving you for this little character, which is exactly this simulation. I think it's the words that we're discussing, right, is she's 90. And she's still expecting her mom to drive her. She's also stuck in traffic. Yeah. So it's like, she's and obviously, mouse. Yeah. So I would just say really play into the frustration and how, you know, you still have to be a superhero. You've probably been a superhero for a really long time. Mm-hmm. You should be retired. Playing
Rick
like, you know. Yes.
That, there you go. Stuff. That's yeah. That's great. So let's hear that.
All right.
And then go from there. So, Mia, line number 2, at your pleasure.
Thank you very much. Okay, the costume is all done. I've made some of the equipment, and I live in a city filled with crime. Time to go be a superhero. Oh, wait. Mom, can you drive me to go be a superhero?
Thank you very much, Mia. We'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
See, that's what I mean. She's great, but it's if once she's out of her comfort zone, it's different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is I mean, it would have made sense for her to take it really small again. And I think she wanted to show
sure
that she could do something other than that teeny voice, you know? Yeah.
Which is again, is yes. Okay. We all know actors that go in and they you know, they have their specific to kind of what they do. They're great at what they do, but that's what they do. You know, I've often said, you know, most of us, myself, very much at the top of this list, can't do 50 voices. You know, we're not Eric Bauza, most of us. We can do a couple, and as long as the acting's there.
That's what I was going to say. Well, I think what I've learned, and it's something that I've learned through this experience of this contest, is that what makes the actor stand out is that interpretation of what they're given,
sure,
and just how much they put their imprint on it, right? Like when we know that people are getting hired in Hollywood because they bring something to the words on the page, like I said again, and so it's like, okay, we know that they're going to put their stamp on it, and that creativity is going to live through those characters. It doesn't necessarily mean I think that the like, you know, the voice has to be wild or big,
no,
or all that different. It just has to be the approach to the content, I think, has to be at a professional level.
No, I agree. So, all right. Well, speaking of the approach, let's see how Austin approaches line number 2 here. And we'll bring Austin back in. Whew. Another tough week. Hey, Austin.
Hello.
All right. So line number two, here we go, Laura, if you would please, a number between one and six.
What haven't I chosen? One.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And now a number between one and 12.
12.
And a number between one and seven.
Two. Did I ever say two?
You've done two, but not for Austin. So that's perfect.
Okay. Okay.
And now finally a number between one and 11.
10.
Okay. Oh, I love this.
Christy?
You're a giant teddy bear who is 5 years old and is afraid of your own shadow.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Good combo.
I love that character.
All right. All right, Austin, at your pleasure.
Okay. The costume's all done and I've made some equipment and I live in a city filled with crime. Time to go be a superhero. Oh, wait. Mom, can you go drive me to be a superhero?
Laura, any notes?
Two things. I would like to see if you can make the voice any bigger, fuller, you know? And also try speeding up the read a little bit.
Speeding it up. Okay. Mm-hmm. And can I get the description real quick so I can,
sure.
Again, yeah, just to be completely clear.
A giant teddy bear, giant 5-year-old teddy bear. And you are afraid of your own shadow.
Okay.
So you're very scared.
By the way, I agree with both of those notes from Laura. That's exactly what I was going to say. I would say let's
more giant.
Let's hear some size and let's speed up the dialogue a little bit, smooth it out.
Okay. And also just more fearful throughout, I would say too. Yeah.
Just possible. Those 14 notes.
I was always not going to say it.
And you're hey, man,
throw
go.
Them all at me.
That's good though. That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
So we have, you're going to get directors that are yelling at you through the glass, a bunch of different things. So at your pleasure, whenever you want.
Okay. The costume is all done and I've made some equipment and I live in a city filled with crime. Time to go be a superhero. Oh, wait. Mom, can you drive me to go be a superhero? Please?
Thank you very much. We will be right back with you.
Awesome.
I think she takes the direction a little better than he does,
okay.
If I'm honest.
I also think that the voice type was outside of his, like, he's
comfort
got a good
zone.
Hero voice, like a really good, like,
ooh,
if it was just like a teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Spider-Man type.
Exactly.
Yes, 100%.
Exactly. Okay.
100%.
So you know what we might have to do, which we did this last week, and I'm thinking this might be the way that we kind of start doing round three. If we... For the very last contestant we've ever had. if we think that somebody's in has a comfort zone, maybe we try to go to that for the next one we create. So we try to create something for him that is in his comfort zone, in his wheelhouse, so we can see, all right, here's your character. Here's the ideal character for you. What would you do? Because I almost feel like Mia got that in the first round with the 5-year-old flower.
I agree.
You know, so it seems like she was kind of right in her wheelhouse right from the start, and maybe we want to give him a shot where he's right in the wheelhouse. So maybe we have Laura create a superhero character for him kind of towards the end for next round, and we'll see what he can do.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so there's a fairness to it. But so far, I and again, just me speaking, I have her 2-0 on him so far, round wise. Yeah. But I do want to give him a shot to really be in his wheelhouse and see what's going to go on. Because Laura, if he comes in and kills it, we have something that Christy created called the tongue twister tiebreaker challenge, which I can't even say the title, which we've only had to implement once. But we shall see. So let's bring Mia back in for round three.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Mia.
Hey.
Do you have the third line that we're going to be doing?
Let me check. If it's in the comments, I can do my own thing and make it really big, so you don't need to worry about it.
Okay, great. Perfect. Then that's what we are going to do. That's absolutely wonderful. Excellent. Yeah. So there you go. We're going to do line three for you, and we are going to have the unbelievable, I like that the best way, the unbelievable Laura Belli once again create a, I just keep using redoubtable, which I love, but most people don't know what it means. The unbelievable Laura Belli is once again going to create a character for you. Laura?
Huh?
I'm going to say this off the bat, not to in any way, shape, or form influence you, but when we get to the fourth category, if you were to pick one of the first three numbers, other stuff might happen. Is all I'm going to say. Roll for initiative. Okay, so here we go. But first, a number between 1 and 6.
1.
I meant for the fourth one, but that works too.
Oh. Just 1 across the board.
Do just 1 all the way around.
Just actually, 1.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, 1,
that
1, would, 1.
Wait, really?
Wow. Okay. Nobody's ever done that. And that's actually
a ballsy move. So I will tell you what it
is. Christy, what do we got?
You are a British giant dog who is ancient. Proper British.
Oh, boy.
Ancient, proper British giant dog.
Yeah.
Thank Laura Belli for that.
Thank you.
So your secret line, number 3, at your pleasure.
All right. And here it is, noon on the wonderful Monday, and I hope your week starts with walks, bulls being thrown in some big stretchers. We're going to keep it going now with a classic... Pardon. This is A Walk in the Park by the Bow Wows here on Easy 102 The Bark.
Wow, that actually ended up being perfect for that character.
I'm like, what in the world? Did you guys write this for that?
Seriously. Wow. Okay. Laura, any notes?
I don't know how much like dialect training, like it is kind of crazy to throw out just like a random accent. But if we can try to keep it a little more consistent throughout, because we kind of lost it about halfway through. I think that's an ancient on top of it. We already had you do a 90-year-old, and then here's another ancient character.
Make her younger or him younger. Make the character younger. That's no problem. Let's keep it in your wheelhouse for where you feel comfortable with the age of the character. Why don't we do that, Mia? So however, take away ancient and let's make it whatever age you feel comfortable making the character. We want to make this round 3.
Is she still giant?
Right in your warehouse.
Is she still a giant dog?
Sure, because giant can be, you can play giant however you want to play giant.
I'd
still play Clifford like this.
Yes, it's kind of up to you how you would like to do it. And then the other thing I would say is maybe, and I know this is tough because we just threw the line at you, but smooth it out a little bit all the way through.
Yeah.
And maybe slow it down a little bit and pick your moments, if that makes sense.
All right. That sounds like a plan.
Anytime.
And here it is, noon on the wonderful Monday, and I hope your week starts with walks, balls being thrown, and some big stretches. We are going to keep it going now with a classic. This is Walk in the Park by Bow Wows here on Easy 102 The Bark.
Thank you so much, Mia. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Oh man. What a cutie, huh?
That was great.
She's adorable.
Yeah. And for the record, some people can't do a whole bunch of dialects.
Be honest, like I agree with you. I know that wasn't for accuracy's sake the best proper, but the character, like she approached it with such like energy that it did feel fun and
Yeah, not
British.
Everybody. Not everybody is Trevor DeVille. Yeah, exactly. British, but you've been here for a while. Oklahoma, British. But no, it's again, not everybody is Trevor DeVille. Not everybody can instantly snap into 1,000 different dialects.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty.
When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
And now we will bring in for the last round here, let's bring him back one more time. Let's bring Austin.
Wow,
back.
I can't believe how accurate that one.
Right.
One.
All right, Austin. Here we go. Round number 3. We have just sent you your line of dialogue.
Okay.
So, Austin, we're going to kind of switch it up a little bit on you here. We're going to have Laura pick a character for you, but we're also going to kind of tailor the character because we want to see what you can do if you're more in your wheelhouse, if that makes sense. You know, okay. Age-wise, character-wise, something like that. We feel like you've been getting a lot of maybe younger characters, and we think that we could see you as more of having that kind of younger superhero voice, like the good Peter Parker kind of voice. So we're going to kind of tailor a character a bit for you and go from there. So we're going to see what Laura picks, and then we're going to kind of tweak if we have to. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Laura, number between 1 and 6, please.
3. Have I already said 3 before? 3.
Nope,
no, you have not.
Perfect.
No, you have not.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
9.
Nice. And now a number between 1 and 7.
2. No, I said 2.
Yeah.
3.
Did you mean
I
meant 4.
You meant 4. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought
you meant 4.
Yeah.
And now a number between 1 and 11.
2.
Okay, great. We're going to try
down,
this.
I should have written down.
The audience can't see what you just did, but I did.
We want to give everybody the best possible shot here, Austin. And we'll be honest, in other weeks, the contestants have gotten characters that were in their wheelhouse, so we didn't necessarily have to tweak. It's only been in the last 2 weeks where it seems like some of the numbers we were picking were not perfectly tailored to some of the actors, and we want to make sure that you have a chance to kind of do one that you can really just throw it out there. So,
sure. Because,
Christy,
I mean, let's be real. Yeah. Like, I don't get auditions for 90-year-old women. I get auditions for people that are most of the time similar to my voice type. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
and we want to make sure that you get that opportunity as well. So right. You in this one are a 90-year-old woman. No, I'm kidding. All right. So
don't hey, take man. My only
I got it in my wheelhouse. I mean,
all right. Christy, what do you got?
You are a medium-sized alien who's 15 years old. So like teenager age, right? And you, but here's the snafu. You're Scottish.
Okay. All right.
Is that
you're
right with
Scottish.
You then?
Ooh,
it was just fine.
Coming through with that accuracy.
All right.
Anytime, Austin.
You ready? So an alien, real quick before. So it's an yep, alien, please. Medium-sized, 15-year-old Scottish alien.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And for round number two, if Scottish doesn't work out, we'll just hear 15-year-old alien. But for now, let's see what you got.
All right, listen up, you wee lads and lasses. And here it is noon on this wonderful Monday. And I hope your week starts with walks, balls being thrown, and some big stretches. We're going to keep it going now with a classic. This is Walk in the Park by the Bow Wows. Here on Easy 102, The Bark.
Nice. Any notes?
I mean, you sounded 40, but beyond that, I love the accent.
Yeah, I think, I would do it too. I think the Scottish accent makes people go deeper. So let's lose the Scottish accent.
Yeah, it makes people go deeper because instantly you're somewhere
I
in a lock.
I can do, hey, you know?
Oh, yeah, what a load. I say forget it.
Or
yeah,
I can do more like Billy Connolly. Oh, you know.
Oh.
I can do a lot
That's
of different
interesting.
Kinds.
I say we drop the accent just for this round.
Okay.
Okay.
I so just
no
want to hear.
Scottish?
No Scottish.
I would say no Scottish. I want to hear your teenage superhero voice with this line of dialogue.
Okay. All right. Listen up, boys and girls. And here it is, noon on this wonderful Monday. And I hope your week starts with walks, balls being thrown, and some big stretches. We're going to keep it going now with a classic. This is Walk in the Park by the Bow Wows here on Easy 102 The Bark.
That's great. We'll be right back with you.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Austin. Oh, he's so sweet too.
Let's discuss this because we got some choices to make.
Yeah.
So that was the best one. I mean, I thought that just when he strips it down, the acting is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it's funny because that line is so like, you're a radio announcer, so I think
challenging.
It's challenging to do that line and also mm-hmm. like try to give it like, I'm a nervous superhero and
Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah. That's where we're throwing. It's
Laura,
it's almost
I smelling
it's...
that you want to do a tongue tie twister. Is that what I'm smelling?
It sounds like so much fun.
Should we?
What it is.
Should we?
I mean,
okay.
Personally, up until this point, I think I would say Mia.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I don't disagree either.
Okay, then there's not, we can't just throw them to do the tongue tie twister challenge
if it's not a tie,
just because it's fun. And I think he's good. I really do.
Yeah.
That first round she did was so sitting next to somebody in the booth just doing a role. That I thought she nailed it right off the bat. I mean, it was perfectly in her wheelhouse, but it was really good that her first round. I mean, really good. And I think she needs a little bit of work on maybe some of the choices she makes as an actor. But I thought the acting's good. I think the voice is good. I think she could work all the time with that, just her pipes, you know, she sounds like kind of young Powerpuff Girls
she's 18 if we're
she's 18
she
years
really?
Old
she's 18
yes
she has actually a mature voice for an 18 year old.
I agree.
I think you know what I'm saying. I feel like she actually will grow into her voice more and have a long career, and I mean, you know, this kind of contest could be so big for a person, you know, like Mia, and she's doing a great job, and we didn't hold back at all. She's gotten all the information just like everyone did at real time, and I'm just so proud of her. You know, she's got a great attitude, and you definitely need to have a great attitude to face, you know, all of the ins and outs of the business.
Laura, what do you think? You stick with Mia?
I stick with Mia. Yeah. I think Austin was great.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he'll find work absolutely no.
I think so too. I think so too. And I think partially one of the things that I'm glad we started doing with round three was letting people kind of. So what we had last week, for instance, is we had a guy who came in, and the contestant he was up against was phenomenal, but his natural voice was so unbelievably good, like Barry White announcer. He said hello and we were all like, oh man. So we were doing everything we could to get him in his wheelhouse, but he just ran up against the buzzsaw. So we want to make sure that everybody's having their opportunity. And I think I do. I think Austin's very, very good. I think his natural voice is probably the way I would go.
I think
but
he would do amazing commercial work.
Yes.
Like commercial radio reads. Like he seemed like that was it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And
but
honestly,
unfortunately,
I think he would be great on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a host or like, yeah, or like a hero. Yeah. I think he's great.
And
I think
funny.
He's a great actor. Yeah.
He is funny. And he's trying to ad lib. And that's
great
what you
look.
Want. You want somebody who's. Yeah, I agree. But we're looking for an all, you know, we need somebody who does great ad read, but also does great character. And we're looking for that all around kind of voice actor. So I think we're all in agreement then, as much as we love the tongue twister challenge. All right, let's bring Austin back in. Oh, this part sucks.
Your turn.
Hey, Austin, how are you?
Hello.
How's everything going?
How's it going, guys?
So we think you're great. We really do. We think you're phenomenal. I think the last round was your best round because it's kind of it stayed in your natural register. And I think, you know, in your career, that's voiceover wise, that's kind of where I think you're going to want to stay. That being said, your fellow contestant today was really, really good. And unfortunately, this is as far as you're going to be going in the contest. But you were all of us have been sitting here just talking about it left and right because you're. Frankly, we as awesome
we
as
like
your voice
you.
Is, and your voice is really good. We think
like
you're
you
an
too.
We think you're an on camera actor.
Yeah.
We think voiceover is something that you should definitely do because you're good at it. But your whole vibe just comes off as being an on camera actor. Frankly,
Austin, I think you would make so much money in commercials. I mean, like you have such a great look. For folks that can't see, he's just. Really good looking guy and
very hip and
very
easy
very
to
hip.
Talk to and
got a
you know.
Great face. And I just think I think you'd be great. I think if you wanted to do that, you'd
yeah, you're yeah, really good. And again, we've said from the beginning, the 16 people we picked. So I'm not going to lie to you. I remember you from the audition. You were, this is not a joke, the first audition I saw.
I remember really? You talking
of
to me about him.
4,500 auditions. You were the first one I clicked on.
That's great. And I didn't even think you guys got it for the longest time.
Oh, and I instantly put you in the has to move forward category. And I was like, wow, they're all going to be this good. And they weren't. they just weren't.
You set the bar.
You set the bar. I'm not trying to blow smoke at you. You set the bar. You're really, really good. So keep moving forward. As you said, you've won contests, you've done the stuff. You will get signed by somebody and you are going to have a good career. So we want you to know that you did phenomenally well. Congratulations on making it this far. But your fellow contestant today was just kind of on another level. And that could just be today. People have off days. You
very
know, it's
true.
Just the way it is.
Absolutely. And I totally understand that. Honestly, I'm just thankful for the opportunity. Thank you guys so much. This has been like a whirlwind. I'm such huge fans of all of you. Like I've been paying attention to your work. For like my whole life, like not many people my age talk about my date with the president's daughter that much.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Like, I was watching Batman Beyond this morning. And I'm obviously a huge fan of Christie's. Laura, I've definitely seen you around too. Like, you guys are awesome. Like, thank you so much for this. This means the world to me. So bless you
guys.
Well,
thank
you.
Stay
in touch. Okay.
We will see you again. We know we'll see you again. So thank you so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
You as
bye,
well.
Bye. Peace.
God, that's the worst. I hate that. Because he is good.
Oh, he's really good.
He's good.
Every single person that we've had to let go took it so well. So
yeah,
well.
Yeah, well, it's also that I think they're going to work. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no one just was like, I hate you guys.
They're so good. And we're hoping, you know, other agencies and, you know, the winner signs with CESD, but other agencies have to be hearing this stuff and saying, man, I'll sign that person.
That'd be nice.
You know, it's because they're great. But now the fun part happens. Now we can bring Mia in. Mia?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We just wanted to thank you so much for coming and joining us. It has been a very difficult week and a very difficult decision for us. But, you know, we just want you to know that we think you're amazing and you really did well today. But unfortunately, you're going to have to deal with us going forward because you will be moving on to the next round.
Thank you.
Why?
I get to do that because it's fun.
I
get to do that because it's fun. Mia, we think you are absolutely wonderful. You know, the first round, especially, we think the character just suited you perfectly and you really showed us what you can do. I think the sky's the limit. I would say this moving forward, and then I'm going to throw it to Christy and Laura. I would say moving forward, anytime you can work on improv, I would.
Okay.
You know, it makes you faster. It makes you kind of on your toes. And as any voiceover actor will tell you, the job you're in right now, the next job you get, a lot of times it's because of stuff you ad-libbed in the room and you made, you just are creating things in the room. And the next thing you know, you're on the next show because, hey, remember that voice you were doing? So, you know, if you can get into some kind of an improv class or something like that, I think you should because it can only help with the natural talent that you already have from there. So, Laura, do you have anything to add?
You're awesome.
Thank you. Aww. Oh my gosh. You guys have been such a pleasure to meet. I'm very happy I got to come on here. Thank you so much.
That is so cool. Christy.
I'm really proud of you, Mia. I think you have so much talent inside of your body. And we are all just, you know, rooting for you. And I'm excited to see you at the next round of this competition. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you again.
And speaking of that, if the next round, if we could have your camera working,
sure.
That would really be great.
Maybe.
Okay.
We're going to have a talking to after this.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And we will see you in the next round.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. Very quickly, before we say goodbye to our amazing guest judge today, Laura Bailey, and you were amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. We are there. Round one of the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor is done. We are done with By the Numbers, and we'll be moving on to a new game next week. But Mia from Florida is going to be joined by Dylan from Louisiana, Danielle from Tennessee, Matthew from Delaware, Tatiana from California, Hannah from Alabama, Haleen from North Carolina, and Haley from Texas. We did not plan this. We did not know it was happening, but the women came in and just crushed it. They absolutely killed. So there's only two men left. There's two guys left, and the other six are women. The women just came in and absolutely threw down. Yes. So what a contest. And we are moving forward. Laura, thank you so much for this.
Thank you guys for having me. This was a blast.
You were a blast. It was really nice to meet you.
You too. I can't believe we haven't met before.
It's just crazy. I know. Absolutely crazy. So not that I have to say this for anybody actually listening to the show, Laura, but where can people find you if they're looking for you? And what projects do you have now?
Oh, man. You can find me on Twitter, even though I'm like never on it, at Laura Bailey VO, on Instagram the same way. You can watch me on Critical Role almost every Thursday of the month. And coming out soon, which I'm really excited about, I have a video game coming out called Stray Gods, which is I'm just like pumping it up because it's so weird and cool.
Sounds cool.
It's a musical RPG game. So in like the vein of, it's written by David Gator, who did like Dragon Age. So he's like a master at branching dialogues, right? But instead of like branching dialogue, as you choose your choices, it changes the freaking music.
What?
And it's all a musical written by Austin Wintry, who's amazing, phenomenal composer. And it's got like a really stellar cast, and it's been
Did you sing?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you sing it?
Yeah, I sing. It's a lot of music. And it's...
When that's coming out?
I don't know. Oh, yes. The release date did come out. It's August 3rd.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Stray Gods.
It's super fun. Super amazing cast. Look it up.
Congratulations.
That's incredible. And if you haven't started Critical Role, start it on Saturday. You'll be done by Sunday, the four seasons.
Super fast to
which
watch.
Is great.
No problem.
It's super quick to watch. There are like 9-hour episodes and so much fun. They really are. But Laura, thank you so much for joining us. We know how busy you are, and this is really, really cool that you could be
thank
here.
You,
and
guys.
You know, one of the prizes, of course, is, you know, getting to have a training session with Sam Riegel and Mary McGlynn, who are two phenomenal directors.
Yes, Mary, by the way, in Stray Gods.
Oh, so cool.
She sings. That's great.
Oh, God. She's another singer. I'm just phenomenal. Yeah. Oh, and this is what it takes, everybody, to be that perfect, well-rounded voiceover actor. You've got singing, you've got, you know, incredible acting, you've got dialects, you've got it, you've got it, you got it. So that's what we are looking for, everybody. So cool. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you for joining us. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm getting there, which is good.
Maybe
I'm glad
by next week.
The show of today's paper, you are in fact still with us and the ransom has yet to be paid. So
I'm
that's
here.
Very, very okay. cool. We love that. Everybody, don't forget. Thank you, everybody at CESD. Thank you, everybody at Prime Video. Go check out season 2 of The Legend of Vox Machina. Woo! It is available now. It is phenomenal. The guest stars in that show are so good.
I
don't
excellent.
Even know where to start. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. And don't forget, if you think you have what it takes to step up to the microphone and be one of us, put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Viruez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.